The other pilot was talking again.
If you'll hold your present position, X-Wing, we'll move up close enough to throw a four-cylinder out to you. Unless you'd rather suit up and spacewalk across.
The cylinder sounds fastest, Luke said, deciding to try a light verbal probe. I don't suppose either of us has any reason to hang around this place. How did you happen to wind up out here anyway?
We can handle a limited amount of baggage,
the other went on, ignoring the question.
I imagine you'll want to bring your astromech droid along, too.
So much for the light verbal probe. Yes, I will, he told her.
All right, then. Stand by. Incidentally, the captain says the transport fee will be 5,000.
Understood, Luke said, unstrapping his restraints. Opening the side pouches, he pulled out his gloves and helmet seal and folded them into his flight suit's chest pockets, where he'd have quick access to them. A four-cylinder was relatively foolproof, but accidents could always happen. Besides which, if the wildcard's crew was hoping to pick themselves up a free X-Wing, shutting the cylinder down halfway through the operation would be the simplest and least messy way to dispose of him. The crew. Luke paused, straining his senses toward the ship moving steadily toward him. There was something wrong there. Something he could feel but couldn't quite track down. R2 warbled anxiously. No, she didn't answer the question, Luke agreed. But I can't think of any legitimate reason for them to be out this far. Can you? The droid gave a soft electronic moan. Agreed, Luke nodded. But refusing the offer doesn't buy us anything at all. We'll just have to stay alert. Reaching into the other side pouch, he pulled out his blaster, checked its power level, and slid it into the holster pocket built into his flight suit. His comlink went into another pocket, though what use it would be aboard the wild card he couldn't imagine. The emergency survival pack went around his waist, awkward to fasten in the cramped quarters, and last he pulled out his lightsaber and fastened it to his belt.
Okay, X-Wing, we've got the cylinder established, the voice came. Whenever you're ready.
The wild card's small docking bay was directly above him, its outer door gaping invitingly. Luke checked his instruments, confirmed there was indeed a corridor of air between the two ships, and took a deep breath. Here we go, R2, he said, and popped the canopy. A puff of breeze brushed across his face as the air pressures equalized. Giving himself a careful push, he eased up and out, gripping the edge of the canopy to turn himself around. R2, he saw, had ejected from his socket and was drifting freely just above the X-Wing, making distinctly unhappy noises about his situation. I've got you, R2, Luke soothed, reaching out with the Force to pull the droid toward him. Getting his bearings one last time, he bent his knees and pushed off. He reached the airlock at the back of the bay a half second ahead of R2, grabbed hold of the straps fastened to the walls, and brought both of them to a smooth halt. Someone was obviously watching. They were still moving when the outer lock door slid shut. Gravity came back, slowly enough for him to adjust his stance to it, and a moment later the inner door slid open. There was a young man waiting for them, wearing a casual coverall of an unfamiliar cut.
Welcome aboard the wild card, he said, nodding gravely. If you follow me, the captain would like to see you.
Without waiting for a reply, he turned and headed down the curving corridor. Come on, R2, Luke murmured, starting after him and reaching out with the Force for a quick survey of the ship. Aside from their guide, he could sense only four others aboard, all of them in the forward sections. Behind him, in the aft sections, he shook his head, trying to clear it. It didn't help. The aft sections of the ship still remained oddly dark to him. An after effect of the long hibernation, probably. It was for certain, though, that there were no crew members or droids back there, and that was all he needed to know for the moment. The guide led them to a door, which slid open as he stepped to one side.
Captain Card, we see you now, he said, waving toward the open door.
Thank you, Luke nodded to him. With R2 bumping against his heels, he stepped into the room.